For the majority of Jewish history, there have not been female rabbis. And even today, there are those who don't believe that women can be rabbis. Those who hold such beliefs are typically Orthodox. Regrettably, denying women full and equal rights within Judaism, especially empowering them to serve as rabbis, reflects the sexism that has been and remains for some a part of Judaism. Gender inequality as a part of Judaism stems from the fact that Judaism reflects the values of its time. Realize that Judaism came into existence and developed during a period when women were not considered equal to men. Fortunately, there have been some within the Jewish world who recognize this wrong and sought to right it. Typically, it is taught that Sally Priesand was the first woman ordained as a rabbi. The year, 1972, the place, Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion in Cincinnati, Ohio. Rabbi Priesand being ordained by Dr. Alfred Gottschalk, the then president of the College Institute. Rabbi Priesand's ordination can be seen as a watershed moment in Jewish history. Today, at the Hebrew Union College, more than 60% of the student body is female. It should be noted, though, that upon closer examination of Jewish history, it reveals that, in fact, Regina Jonas was ordained as a rabbi in Berlin in 1935. Rabbi Jonas was, in fact, the first modern female rabbi, but her ordination and service to the Jewish people has been lost until relatively recently. The face and culture of the rabbinate is changing as more women enter. They bring with them the qualities and skills that make women good leaders. Collaboration, a willingness to listen, consensus building. In this context, it is revealing that when Newsweek magazine published its list of the top 50 most influential rabbis in America this year, only 6 women were included. This list was compiled by, as you might have guessed, by 2 men. And the criteria by which they determined who should appear on the list were what many suggest are male characteristics. Size, who has the biggest congregation. Power, who has the most influence. Notoriety, who has media presence. Recognizing that these qualities not only skewed the results, but may not be the most appropriate qualities to determine the most important rabbis of our age, a new list was developed. This one focused on women, but it also used different criteria, not size or power, but it focused on putting Jewish values into action and thus changing the lives of people. This effort was spearheaded by the Jewish Forward Women's Issue blog known as The Sisterhood. The Forward is a legendary newspaper. First published as a daily in Yiddish, it now has become an English weekly serving Jews across our nation. I am delighted and proud that Rabbi Laura Baum, my colleague here at Congregation Beth Adam and at OurJewishCommunity.org, is on that list. She is recognized, along with women rabbis from different backgrounds, experiences, and responsibilities, as one of our nation's top rabbis. Those who have worked with Rabbi Baum here at Beth Adam and at OurJewishCommunity.org have known this. But I have to say, it is gratifying that independent scholars have made this judgment as well. Rabbi Baum is being recognized for her work building OurJewishCommunity.org, the first progressive online congregation. It should also be noted that Laura is the youngest on the list. It is revealing to me that even how this list is presented reflects the qualities that women bring to the rabbinate and to leadership roles across the board. Rather than rank order these female rabbis who are making a difference, they are listed alphabetically. Because it's not meant to be a competition. Rather, it is a recognition of who is making a difference and who is transforming the Jewish world. And Rabbi Baum is. Congratulations on behalf of all of us who work with you and those who call you our rabbi. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.